take our Bibles for a few moments this morning and turn to the book of Judges and chapter number 13. Judges chapter number 13. I'll read verse 5. And then I want to move on down to verse 24 and 25. And then in chapter number 14, verse number 6. Chapter 13, verse 5, "For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, no razor shall come on his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hands of the Philistines." Verse 24 of the same chapter, "And the woman bare a son, and called his name Samson. And the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan between Zoar and Eshtaol." Chapter 14, verse number 5 and 6, "Then went Samson down, his father and his mother, to Timnath, and came to the vineyards of Timnath, and behold, a young lion roared against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid. And he had nothing in his hand." My heart is drawn for this morning, tonight, to the life of Samson. There's one word that I'd like to emphasize that seems to speak in my heart out of his life and applies to not only Samson, but to all of us. It seemed to be magnified that if Samson was anything, he was special. He was special. I'd like to emphasize that special on the behalf of Samson. Now, I couldn't have told him he was special. It was God who seemed to announce who Samson was, how he was to become, what he had in mind for him. It was God that made the scenario and situations of Samson's life special. And I believe that that same God has done the same for you and the same for me. And if there's anything that I want to emphasize to our hearts for this morning hour is we are special. And blessed be the day when God tells you that. Well, it's all right when mama tells you, and they should. And daddy should emphasize it. And others. But blessed be the day when God Almighty showed up in my life and let me know how special I was by what he did for me. And what he was going to do for me. And what he's doing in my life right now. I just want to tell you, I feel sort of special. I feel sort of special. But I don't just feel that for me. I feel that for you. But I realize that I, within myself, can't communicate to you what has been communicated to me. God has to tell you and let you know how special you are. But if you ever find out through the Holy Ghost how special you are, you'll feel special. You'll live special. You'll want to be special. And you'll be so thankful for all of that special. I'd hate to be as one man I saw on the news the other night that just seemed to regurgitate and vomit out all that's wrong with America. A professor in a college who has spent his whole life teaching how bad America is. And I said, I'd hate to live on the negative of anything. My Lord, to wake up in the morning and to be thankful for how special that day is. And to be thankful that God created me in His image. And to be thankful that He sent His Son so that I could really be special through what He did for me on the cross. And that every day of my life I could feel special and I could express special. And it could be real. I'm thinking about how special you are. Have you thought lately on how special God has made you and how special He wants you to know that you are so that you can be special? Samson is special. I mean, my goodness, the very attention of heaven is given to him. And the announcement of the angel that he's going to be born into this world. How special was his birth as he was given a special home, born into a special heritage of a mama and a daddy, a priestly heritage. Special in every sense of the word, in the preparations of his coming. And of his being born, he's got heaven's attention. But again, I don't want you just to think that this is Samson. But you just can imagine that God orchestrated and brought this special child into a special home with special parents who had special hearts for God. I mean, the setting was very special. Very special. He's not just born. He's not just an accident of evolution. But he is birthed from the mind of God and set up in a perfect environment, so to speak, as far as his family is concerned. I mean, if you can be born into a family that you've got a mom and daddy that fears God, loves God, serves God, wants God's best, man, that is special. I just want to tell you that I'm glad for what God has made special in my life. And Samson's not the only special birth. You know, Paul talks about his special birth. From the womb, he said that he was called. He said, but it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me. He said, I had a special birth. I didn't understand it and realize it for a long time. But I was a special baby born into this world with a special birth. Of course, Jeremiah says the same thing. God was a working in. David said, I was fearfully and wonderfully made, working in the womb. But I don't think that's an isolated case for just three or four men. I believe God wants us to realize that He especially brought you into this world because He especially wants to do something in your life. A birth. And then just go a step beyond that of what Samson didn't even know anything about with his special physical birth. But you and I have been blessed. If you're today and you know Christ, you've been blessed with a spiritual birth. You've had two births, so you only have to experience one death. Now, how blessed is that? My goodness, I look at the physical side and I say, Lord, I am blessed. But then when I look at the spiritual side of it and see that he intervened in my life and kept me from dropping off into the hell through the cross and through the blood and through his grace, I'm doubly blessed. Are you looking at somebody that's feeling special this morning? But I don't just want to feel that for myself. I have come to tell you that you are special in this special birth. And you know, when you want to look at the analogy of it and the contrast of it, Jesus basically gave up his special. Samson was given to a special home, but Jesus left his father, his kingdom, he left his special to come into this world so you could be special. And I could be special. There's a special attention that is placed upon him. And as I analyzed that, as I pondered that, I thought about how God spoke about Job, you know, there, even though it's in a seemingly bad setting there, but I thought, I just wonder how much of heaven has got its attention on you and on me. Quite a bit, because Jesus said, I'm never going to leave you nor forsake you. I don't think we're ever off his mind. It's special. I thought about he's special not only in the attention that has been drawn to him, the attention that has been drawn to you, that Jesus said concerning the children, said their angels do always behold the face of their Father. But I thought about his special abilities. He's got special powers. God had a special plan. There is the evidence, the full evidence in Samson's life of supernatural influence and power. My goodness, look at the feats that he accomplishes in that is recorded, three or four of them there that had never been heard of before nor since. That a young man could take his bare hands. Now we marvel at David who could throw a stone and kill a giant, but we're talking about a man with his bare hands that could kill a lion. A 600-pound beast. And he just rent him, the Bible said, he just rent him as he would have rent a coat, a kid, as he had just rent a little old lamb, as he'd reach down and rent a lamb. My goodness. Now, I don't know what you call that, but I'd say that's kind of special to be able to have that much strength in your hands. Used to have a preacher up our way that one of the things he would do, he carried Sears and Roebuck catalogs in the back of his car all the time, and when they were all just standing around nothing to do, he'd just reach out one and he could tear it in two and rip it in two. Well, everybody thought that was special. Well, this right here, this is special. And then when you can take the jawbone of an ass and you could kill 1,000 Philistines with that, that is special. When you can reach and grab gates and lift them above your head and walk off, that is special. He's got special powers, special abilities. He's got special strengths. Now, I'm not just emphasizing, I'm glad, when I read this, I said, man, I'm going to tell you about that. That's a special board right there. in his attention and in his abilities, he's special. But I want it to turn inward to yourself. Aren't you glad for the specials that God has given you that makes you so very personable and so very precious and so very particular, and that there's no one here tonight, this morning, that is alike in any sense of the word, but that You were born physically with different gifts and abilities, and when you became a child of God, as in my case, He gave me some special gifts and abilities that I cannot claim as my own. But all of this is gifts from God. All that you are is gifts from God. But understand, He doesn't give gifts that aren't special. You are special in what He has made you. And once you realize that, you'll want to extend that special. It'll just make you want to give that special. It'll make you want to use that special. You have something that no one else has. No one ever before nor after had this special ability that Samson had. It's one of a kind. As God makes no two leaves alike, no two snowflakes alike, God makes no two people alike, just rest in the fact that God brought you into this world because He wanted to do something special, particular to you, because He was going to, out of that, do special things that cannot be done through anybody else. And boy, how that lifts your spirit to realize that you're the only one of your kind. And that God has empowered you with things that you may not even understand or know the fullness, but rest in faith that He has gifts for you. And many of those things we do understand. I understand that my calling, my gift is preaching. And good news, and you may thank God for it, there's not another me. There's no one else that thinks like I do. No one else that sees things exactly the way I see them. It's just what my gift is, and it is every gift of every preacher. But it makes me say, thank God, when I hear a man of God preach, that I just shake my head and say, wow, isn't that amazing? The very spirit of it, the very gift of it, the very calling of it, the very anointing, and the way it's all stirred together and how it comes out. And I say to myself, you can't see that, hear that anywhere else. That just comes from this one person. And it makes you recognize special even more that you're not just shaking hands with human beings as the world, as evolution would have us to feel that you're just, you know, you're just one of all the others. You're just born like everybody else, you live like everybody else, and you die like everybody else, and that's just it. It takes all the special out of it. But that's not true. We do know that we are special, that God especially brought us into this world, and God especially endowed us because God was going to especially use us. And I love as every night, just about somewhere as I'm shaking hands, this is on my mind as people walk and I look into their eyes. And I want to see that special. And I'm talking so I can enjoy that special. The greatest special is the special that comes out of somebody's life. He's got these special abilities. And as I realize that when I get to know people even more personal, I know we can all pray, but there have been people I know that are specially gifted in the area of prayer. I mean, they're going to pray. And I've met people who were special in the areas of ministering, and special in the areas of giving, and special in there was just something that I just said, wow, I've not seen that. That is special. These young ladies that sing and play these instruments, that God just brought it up within their midst. I travel all the time, and that is special because that is nowhere else. And I want them to know they are special. Special. God wants you to know. Special attention. He has special abilities. And then, of course, the Scripture tells us He's got a special assignment. He has been chosen in verse number 5 to begin to deliver the children of Israel. He is a Nazarite that has been called out, set aside. He's different. He's different for sure, because he is this Nazarite with these vows that are on him, that God has set him apart for the purpose of delivering the nation of Israel to be a part. He's being called out to be a part of something that is huge, something that is great, and something that is magnificent. He's special because of his special calling, his special purpose in life. And I don't know anything that'll make life seem any more special than to know that you've got a purpose. I remember back in Boone, North Carolina, there was a doctor there, of course, had practiced for several years, and he just one day said, "I'm closing down all my business, and I'm going to be a missionary to Africa." And a man asked me one day, I was sitting on his porch, and he was puzzled, a Christian. He said, "What would make a man, after he went to school and paid all that for his learning, and could make all that money as a doctor, just shut all that down and leave?" I said, "Well, there's one word for that." He said, "What is it?" I said, "Purpose." Purpose. He found out what God wanted him to do. And Lord, I'd rather be involved in the purposes of God that have so much life and meaning in it than I would to be any other thing in this world that you could think of that has no purpose behind it. Even in preaching, there have been several places that I've went, and there was nothing wrong with the place, and there was nothing wrong with me being there, but I felt that I had no message nor no purpose there. And to try to explain that to the preacher or whoever it is was impossible, but I just said, I don't want to go spin my wheels. I pray about where I need to be, what I need. When I don't have anything to say, then there's nothing to be said. Somebody else needs to be saying it, not me. I want to feel as though when I drive off that I have fulfilled God's purpose. Now, I may not have understood it. I may not have been able to see that anything has happened, but I knew that I have done God's will. Amen. That's the greatest feeling. And I know we don't operate on feelings, but I'm going to tell you something. I want to know that God's doing something in me and through me. Let me die broke. I can't die young. I'm already 60. But don't let that fool you. I can do anything I could do when I was 16 today. But I was a pitiful 16-year-old. I'll tell you that right now. You wouldn't want to save me at 16. But here's the truth of the matter. It's just a thrill of it. I want to draw my last breath knowing that I knew that I was special to God, and God had a special calling and a special work and a special thing, and I gave my life to it. I did not sell out short on my special. I did not save up on my special. I did not store my special up. I didn't have any left when I left. I mean, I used it for Him. He didn't give you all that special just to run around and say, "I'm special." He gave it to you to be special, because somebody in this world needs special. They need what you've got. They need what you've got. Samson was raised up to save a nation. He was special. But I tell you, there's even one special, more special than him. He's raised up to save the world. And he brought all he had in, and he gave all he had. Took all of his special to Calvary and sacrificed it for you and I, because he wanted us to know that he loved us. We're special in his sight. Amen. For God so loved the world that He gave it. Doesn't that give new meaning to it? That God especially loved you and you and you and you, that Jesus would come and be sacrificed. Special. In His very purpose, what God wanted done in His life. You know that word special is used in Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 5. It said, God hath chosen thee a special people unto Himself. Above all the people that are upon the face of the earth. Now I'm like the old mountain fella, I can't explain all that. But I do know that He's made me feel special. And that I am special in His sight. And it's something that He wants me to know. Look in verse number 24, verse 25, chapter 13 again. This special anointing, this special empowering. The Holy Ghost is resting upon Him. Wow. The Spirit of the Lord began to move Him. I spoke of the last couple of days. I just felt a breeze. I didn't know it just come from heaven. I can't explain it. It just come from heaven. But the Spirit of the Lord, that's all I can tell you. The Spirit of the Lord began to move me. Yeah. Spirit of the Lord began to move Him. Wow. Do we take those things for granted? Do you know how special that is? Do we realize how special it is? Samson is special. He's special. Don't we have a special salvation? So great a salvation. Don't we have a special Savior? I'm glad I'm not Luke and the Buddha nor Muhammad. Don't we have a special forgiveness? A special grace? A special mercy? Well, I know one thing. I got a special wife. Special wife. And I guess this would say it in a nutshell. You know, God not only had to put this in my heart, He had to put it in her heart. And that's special. I told somebody that's talking about not wanting to travel. No, I said, my wife's no happier than when the wheels are turning. When that car's in gear and the wheels are turning, she's happy. Because she knows we're going somewhere to do something for the Lord. Ain't that special? Ain't that special? As I say, there are times that I get just wore out, and I'll be honest with you, sort of backslidden, I don't even want to go. I tell her, I said, honey, call them and tell them I'm sick. She said, you ain't sick. I said, I am. I'm sick of going to church. I want to stay home tonight. Isn't that awful? That's terrible. It don't look so saintly. You felt that way too.
Might still be in the flesh.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It is. But yet, on the other hand, it lets you know that when you do feel that breeze and when God does move, it is special.
Amen.
It is exceptional. To have a special family, my goodness, we had three of our grand youngins with us for about a month and a half. It's two or three nights I didn't even know if there was a God or not. I mean, I'm having to go preach and then, no, I'm kidding. We loved it. I mean, we loved it. And got 12 grand youngins, and I'm going to tell you, a wonderful wife and four kids that I feel really love the Lord. I mean, I just feel like I am plastered with special. But I not only want to be special, I want to feel special. I want to express special. I want to thank God for special. I was thinking about that old wicked Nabal, Abigail's husband in the Old Testament, after David had shown so much favor to protect his sheep and all that other stuff, and goes down there, his men does, and said, "My master's done, King or David has done well," and he just sort of just he said, "I don't know him. He's ungrateful and full of," and ended up dead as a result of it. Ain't nothing will kill you anymore than to see nothing but the dark side, the negative side of life, and never be grateful for what you got and who you are. Amen. Just to haul off somewhere and say, "Thank God." What is that song? "I am so glad that my Father in heaven." How's the rest of it go? Tells of his love in the book that he has given. Wonderful thing. In the Bible I see. But this is the greatest, that Jesus loves me. To be able to sit here this morning and say, "You know what I know? I know Jesus loves me. I know He died for me. I know He's prepared a place in heaven for me. I know I'm going there. I know that if I live or die, I can't lose. Either way." I know that no matter what happens to the stock market or Washington or anything else, He said that He'd take care of me. "My God shall supply all your needs according to His riches and glory." I'm going to tell you, we're a special people. We are, and it has been said this morning, we are a blessed people. Paul realized that. Not only, he realized it from his birth on. He talked about how he was born in Tarsus, how he was born free, how he was taught at the feet of Gamaliel, how he was of the stock of Israel, how he was a Hebrew, he was of the tribe of Benjamin, even how that he was a Pharisee. And then he goes on to testify and said, "But you know, I'm so," he couldn't get it out of his heart, how he was on that road to Damascus, and then how the Lord intervened, and how He changed all of that, and how He saved him, and how He gave him an understanding of the grace of God, and his whole life circled around the fact that he knew God did something special when He made him and called him and saved him and used him. David said, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. Marvelous are thy works." Many of you have heard, and that's what I want to emphasize. We'll come back tonight. I just come to tell you one thing. I'm going to tell you something. And you should feel this way. This is a special place. You're not going to go anywhere and worship like y'all do when you come in and sit down and sing this song. That is special. And I sense you already know that you've got a special family as a pastor and his wife. I didn't come to try to convince you of that. I know you know that. I'm just re-emphasizing it. You got a special, they just special written all over this. Y'all don't know it, but we talk about you. Me and Brother Tom and Ernie and some of them other fellas. And I remember when we just really first started coming and going, and we all come to the conclusion we weren't going to tell nobody else about you because we was afraid somebody would come in and mess you up. We didn't want you messed with. That's true. We said, "Let's just don't tell nobody because they're going to mess them up." They might get messed with. Because you're special to us. And we get special when we're here. Because God Almighty, He not only made Samson special, but even more than that, 10,000 times more than that through Calvary, there's so much special poured into our lives. And let us just take time in our hearts this morning to say thank God for the blue million things. That's special. Had a dear sister, I close with this. I pastored in the first church that I was in. I was so ignorant, I didn't know nothing. But I was preaching, I told him, I said, you ought to go home and before you go to bed, thank God for all the blessings and special things in your life. This lady was, Laura King was her name. She was in her 80s. Full of God and fire and vigor. She's like she's 16 as far as what was coming out of her. She had zing about her. She come in on Wednesday night. I'll never forget that Sunday night. And she come down that aisle and she had that cane with her. She walked up and she grinned. She said, "Preacher, I ought to whack you over the head." I said, "Why, Sister Laura? That sounds violent." She said, "Cause." Said, "Sunday night you told us we ought to go home and count our blessings." And said, "I laid in the bed and started counting." Said, "It's 3 o'clock in the morning before I got to sleep." Well, I wonder how long. I'm going to tell you something. You know what heaven's about? Heaven's going to be about an eternity. If you wanted to zero it in and say there's one thing heaven's about, it's going to be about an eternity, giving you an eternity to thank Him for what He's done, because it's going to take an eternity. Woo! Somebody said, "What you going to do when you get to heaven?" I'm just going to start. I got eternity to do it. I'm just going to start and keep on going, praising Him. That's what all heaven's going to be. You say, "Well, it ain't going to be about this. It's going to be about..." No. Heaven's going to be about one thing. I said, "All right, now you can start." "We can? Let's go." And for eternity. You say, "Well, how long will it take?" That's how long it's going to take. To thank Him for the special and every facet. And every day, and every breath, and every heartbeat, and every pulse, and every minute and major detail of how God has made and given us special. And in every breath of heaven that has enlightened our souls, special. Special. Samson's special. But you're special. And the reason why we are is because Jesus was willing to give up all His special for us.